Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and once again, we're delighted to be able to come into your presence for just a brief time of studying God's Word together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that bread of God which came down from heaven some 2,000 years ago to give eternal life to all who would put their faith and trust in him, accepting him as Savior and being born again, given new life, even eternal life, so that we will never die. Yes, these physical bodies will die, but the body is not you and it's not me. Our spirit is where our identity dwells, and we're either a child of God or a child of the devil. We're either under the Spirit of God and His control and His guidance, or we're under the direction of Satan, blinded and dead in trespasses and in sin. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Only He can open up your spiritually blinded eyes to the truth and can give you life eternal. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And, oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as your personal Savior, to know the forgiveness of sin, to know the joy that Jesus gives. And even a little child can enter in. I'll never forget the day as a little boy of 5 years old that the Holy Spirit of God gripped my young heart, convicting me of my sin. And I remember so well opening my heart that day to the Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit moving in to do the work of salvation, to make a new creation out of me. And it was a transforming experience in my life. I've never been the same since Jesus Christ became my Savior and my Lord, September the 7th, 1941. How wonderful it is to know the living God. And, beloved, we're studying the Word of God, which helps us to grow as children of God. And I'm emphasizing to you the importance of your getting into God's Word on a regular daily basis and allowing the Holy Spirit of God to instruct you and to teach you. It will, as we've already seen, it is that which brings about salvation, the incorruptible seed of God's Word. We've already seen how that God's Word will make you wise, how that God's Word is profitable, how that God's Word will make you successful, because the principles for a successful living are found in the Word of God. The principles for success, even in the world system, is found in the Word of God. If we will walk in obedience to God's Word and do things God's way, God will prosper us and God will bless us and God will use us for His honor, His glory, and His praise. I remember my daughter was working in a bank in Pensacola, Florida one time. And her husband was in the Navy stationed there, and she was working in the bank. And because she was true to the Word of God and was practicing the principles of God's Word, she was promoted to the point that the owner of the banks there were several of them, and the owner of those banks wanted her to become the president of one of the banks there. He wanted her to be in charge of one of the banks, but they were going to be moving, and so she said, no, I cannot accept that position. But the others that were there far longer were they were jealous, and they could not understand why she was promoted, because they would be sitting around polishing their nails and talking to one another and chattering while she would be working at her job. And your boss knows what you're doing, beloved. You may think you've got it hidden and you've got him deceived and he really doesn't know what's going on, but your boss can tell who's doing the work and who's not doing the work. And he even sent my daughter on an investigation because all of his banks were not advancing like they should, and one of them was losing money, and he didn't understand why. And so he put my daughter into investigating, and she found out that the problem was the owner's own son, who was president of one of the banks that wasn't doing his job like he should have been. And she had to tell the owner, and he said, "Well, I'm glad you told me, because I suspicioned that, but I needed someone outside the family to give me that information." And so, beloved, the principles, this is the point I'm trying to get across to you. The principles of God's Word will make you successful. God's Word is that which will make you successful. It's that which will profit you as you learn to obey the Word of God and to live according to the instructions given in the Word of God. You will grow spiritually. Pardon me. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And notice again, the Word of God will feed you and will help you to grow. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul is speaking here to the church at Corinth. He writes, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." Now, these are believers that Paul's writing to. He said, "I could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." You see, beloved, a baby Christian is a carnal Christian. And what does the word carnal mean? It means centered around the flesh. It means caught up in fleshly things. It means living for the things of this world, not living for the eternal, living for the temporary, letting the temporary things of this world absorb your time and absorb your energy, rather than living for that which is eternal and that which will bring glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. And these Christians at Corinth were carnal Christians. They were still babies. They hadn't gotten into the Word of God. They hadn't grown. They hadn't matured. And you know it's a sad thing to see a baby that doesn't grow and doesn't mature. I think I've mentioned to you perhaps before about when we were in Bible college in Springfield, Missouri. And we came out of our apartment one morning on our way to school, and there was what looked like a 10-year-old girl walking along the curb like children do, and suddenly she turned around and she had the face of a 40 or 50-year-old woman, and there was another lady walking along with her, looking after her. She was an individual who something had happened to in her development, and she had stopped growing, she had stopped maturing in her mind, and though her body had grown old, she herself was still very, very immature. Did you know, beloved, there's a lot of Christians like that? Sad to say, the majority of Christians are like that. They're carnal. They're centered around the flesh. They've not grown. They've not matured in the Lord. And that's one reason our nation's in the condition it's in today. Because of believers who have not grown, believers who have not matured, believers who are not walking in the light and walking in truth and walking in righteousness, but they're after the things of this world, and they're living for lusts and carnal cravings and sensual appetites and impure desires, rather than walking in victory to the honor and glory and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be salt, beloved. We're supposed to be light. That's what God intends for believers to be. But many have, because of sin, have lost their influence. Many, because of sin, their lights have become dull and dark because of sin. And our nation has suffered as a result. And we see sin abounding in the United States of America. We see wickedness abounding. We see ungodliness abounding. And we see the Ten Commandments being removed from public view. We see the Word of God being taken out of our public schools. And we see our children having to face searches and having to go through screenings before they can go into the schoolroom. Whereas one time the Word of God was in the public school, one time I remember when I was in high school, I started a Bible club. I remember when I was in high school, we would meet at noon after lunch and have a Bible study together with our classmates. I remember one week we had a revival meeting, and one of our classmates who had surrendered to preached messages. And after the people had come in and had eaten lunch, while they would come into the auditorium and would have a message together. I saw some of our schoolmates, a large number of them, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior because the Word of God was in the public school. And, beloved, we didn't have any problems with guns. We didn't have any problems with kids killing one another. We didn't have any problems with the problems that are now very prevalent in our public school system since God's Word's been removed and since the truth has been taken away. Why is it now the merchandise places where different types of merchandise is sold, including grocery stores, you'll see signs up that say shoplifting is a crime. Why is that? It's because people do not know that what's right and what's wrong anymore, because they do not know the truth of God's Word. And so many Christians have lost their influence and have become polluted in their walk in the world because they're carnal baby Christians. They've never grown. They've never matured. They've never developed in their Christian walk. And it's a sad, sad thing to see. And our whole nation is suffering because of it. Oh, beloved, get into the Word of God. It will help you to grow. It will help you mature. It will make you a blessing. Till next time, goodbye.